Jamunathiravanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrindam Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktivrindam Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everyone. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nitai Guru Premanandi Zion Vishnu Padparman Supravija Kachor Jastatara Satasi Sivan His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnava His Confounded Charja Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Prem Sikol Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adwaita Karadha Sri Vasari Gaur Bhaktivindi Ki Jai Sri Sri Radhakrishna Gogopinath, Saimakunda Radhakunda Giri Govardhan ki jay. Sri Vrindavan Dham ki jay. Sri Navadipa Dham ki jay. Ganga Mayi ki jay. Jamuna Mayi ki jay. Bhakti Devi ki jay. Tulsi Devi ki jay. Samaveda Bhaktivinda ki jay. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga Nitaya Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bhava. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pustaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tanamane. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Navasesha Sunyavadi Prashkati Deza Tarane. 20. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Yata putra savitasya pritan martya patiyate apyatma tven abhimatad dehi de purushastata Dehade Purushastata. Go ahead. Any Matajis like to chant? Yata as putrat from a son, cha vitat from wealth, cha also pritak differently, martya a mortal man. What does mortal man mean? Who knows? Raise your hand if you know. What is a mortal man? Yes, one who is going to die. I wonder if this refers to ladies also. Probably to both. Pratiyate is understood. Api, even. Atmatvena, by nature. Abhimatat, for which one has affection. Deha ade, from his material body, senses and mind. Purusha, the liberated soul. Tata, similarly. Please listen carefully to the translation. Who is speaking? Who's speaking this? Not me, but who is speaking this verse? Who knows? Kapila Muni. So this great sage Kapila Muni, who is actually the Lord himself, he is going to tell us something if we listen. Of course, a lot depends if we listen or not. Because if we listen very carefully, the words of Kapila Muni will enter our heart and they can actually change the way we view reality. His words can actually change our consciousness. Raise your hand if you would like your consciousness changed. I will raise my hand, so I will also listen carefully. Because I see that if I don't have my consciousness changed, if I don't have a very deep transformation of consciousness, my next life is going to be very predictable and it won't be wonderful. So what is required is that we change our consciousness to the very core. What is the core of materialistic consciousness? Raise your hand, raise your hand. Yeah, you raise your hand. Very good. Good student. And what is that called? Ishwaraham, Aham Bhogi. What is that called? That the feeling that I am the enjoyer. What's another part of that consciousness? Ishwaraham, I'm the controller, I'm the enjoyer. What else? What other part of, what else exists with those? Of course, none of you devotees know what it's like to have a false ego, but I know very well. Anyway, I gave away the answer to my question. It is false ego. That is to the core. Changing our consciousness to the core means removing the false ego, that sense, the feeling that we have of existence, existing separate from Krishna. Krishna bhule se jeev anadi bahi mukha ta eva maya tore samsarera duk. And the result of having this consciousness of being separate from Krishna is that we are thrown into the material world and oh, we have to suffer so much. Ata eva maya tore. Maya gives us samsarera duk. The miseries of birth and death, old age, disease, and everything in between. So what Kapila Muni is describing here, and what he's described previously, also is the process of cracking this materialistic consciousness and cracking it to the very core, so that we no longer think ourselves separate from Krishna, but think ourselves connected to Krishna with great love. Prema, pumarto mahan, gopi bharta, parakamalayo, dasa dasa na dasa. And this is the purpose of bhakti yoga. To go from a situation of bhaimukh, where we have our back turned to Krishna, to samukh, where we're facing Krishna. And facing Krishna is the most wonderful thing. And facing Krishna with our consciousness is actually speaking the only wonderful thing. In this world, we conceive of things being good, things being bad, based on how much pleasure or misery they give us. But actually, things that are good are things that allow us to turn to Krishna. This is auspicious. And therefore, for a devotee, everything is subha. Everything is favorable for a devotee. So how to become the kind of devotee, an actual devotee, whose consciousness has been pierced to the very core. So he removes his false ego. His false ego is removed and he actually faces Krishna with great devotion. This is what Kapila Muni wants to tell us. So please listen carefully. Because of great affection for family and wealth, one accepts a son and some money as his own. And due to affection for the material body, one thinks that it is his. Due to his affection for his material body, he thinks this is me, practically speaking. But actually, as one can understand that his family and wealth are different from him, the liberated soul can understand that he and his body are not the same. Very important knowledge. Please repeat. And please also listen, because as soon as I finish reading this, I'm going to ask you a very difficult question. Do you remember anything from the verse? And then I'll ask you to raise your hand and we shall hear who has remembered something. So listen carefully. Because of great affection for family and wealth, one accepts a son and some money as his own. And due to affection for the material body, one thinks that it is his. Okay, to make it easier, there's another part of the verse. But who remembers something from that part? Raise your hand. Yes, Prabhu. Due to? Yes. Yes. But what is it that causes? I'm going to read it again. Now, what is it that causes the attachment for the material body and for the family? I'll read it again. because of great affection for family and wealth, one accepts a son and some money as his own. And due to affection for the material body, one thinks that it is his. So what is the cause? It is affection. So affection for the materialist is terrible because it causes his death. So therefore, the jnani, he wants to remove all affection from his life. So he's a renunciant. He wants to become renounced from everything. And therefore, his whole life is filled with renouncing things. I can't think about this, I can't think about that, and I shouldn't think about this. Very difficult life. Just like if I say, don't think about monkeys. You can think about anything you want, but don't think about monkeys. What is immediately the mind, especially don't think about the big ones, the men who walk around, the men monkeys who look like, walk around like this with the big red bottoms. Don't think about monkeys. So if all day long you're thinking, I shouldn't be thinking about monkeys, I shouldn't be thinking about monkeys, what are you going to be thinking about all day long? All day long, thoughts of monkeys. Big ones, small ones, baby ones, mother ones, papa ones. They will be fighting in your consciousness. Very difficult to be a jnani. Because affection for the sense objects must be removed. But the devotee has a very different circumstance because he wants to develop affection, but not affection for wealth and family, but he wants to develop affection for, yes, he realizes that this is the prayojana. What does prayojana mean? The goal. But what else does it mean? Does anyone know? It means necessity also. Prayojan is the necessity. Affection, love for Krishna is the only necessity of life, of our existence. And where do we put our affection? We put our affection where we think it will give us pleasure. When we get pleasure for something, we meditate on things that we think will give us pleasure, and then attachment develops. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has said that if one actually concludes that nothing in the material world can bring him happiness, he has taken the greatest step forward in spiritual life. Therefore, Kapila Muni wants us to hear this very, very, very attentively. Because we should know where we should place our affection. And it is not just for family and wealth. And it is not that they can bring us pleasure. And especially the point he's making is we should not think we should get pleasure from our body and place our affection in our body. So I'm going to read this first part again, and then I'll read the second part of the verse. Because of great affection for family and wealth, and where do we place our affection? Affection follows pleasure. Because of great affection for family and wealth, one accepts a son and some money as his own. But due to affection for the material body, and due to affection for the material body, one thinks that it is his. This is my body. Because I have affection for it, because it is the source of my pleasure. And here's the second part of the verse. But actually, as we can understand, as one can understand that his family and wealth are different from him, the liberated soul can understand that he and his body are not the same. So please repeat. But actually, as one can understand that his family and wealth are different from him, the liberated soul can understand that he and his body are not the same. Please listen to Srila Prabhupada's short purport. And then I'm going to ask you what you remember. The status of real knowledge is explained in this verse. There are many children, but we accept some children as our sons and daughters because of our affection for them, although we know very well that these children are different from us. Similarly, because of great affection for money, we accept some amount of wealth in the bank as ours. In the same way, we claim the body is ours because of affection for it. I say that it is my body. I then extend that possessive concept and say, it is my daughter. But actually, I know that the son and the money are separate from me. It is the same with the body. I am separate from my body. It is a question of understanding, and the proper understanding is called pratibuddha. By obtaining knowledge in devotional service or Krishna consciousness, one can become a liberated soul. You all listen very attentively. Who remembers something that Srila Prabhupada said in his purport? Raise your hand. Oh. Don't be shy at this time. Raise your hand if you remember something that Prabhupada said. Because if no one remembers anything, I think I should read it again. Okay? I'll read it. Yeah, okay. But I think I should read it again. Because no one remembers anything. I'm not a very good teacher. The status of real knowledge is explained in this verse. That's easy to remember. At least remember that. There are many children, but we accept only some of them as our sons and daughters because of our affection for them. Although we know very well that these children are different from us. Now that's easy to remember. Similarly, because of great affection for money. Now that's easy to remember, that everyone has affection for money. We accept some amount of wealth in the bank as ours. In the same way, we claim that the body is ours because of affection for it. I say that this is my body. And then I extend that possessive concept of mine and say it is my hand. And my leg, and further, it is my bank balance, my son, my daughter. But actually, I know that the son and the money are separate from me. It is the same with the body. I am separate from my body. That one point, I am separate from my body. If we actually realize or believed or had faith in that, how much it would affect our life. Our whole life would change. What we think is important and not important would immediately change. I am separate from my body. It is a question of understanding, and the proper understanding is called pratibuddha,
What is the proper understanding called? Very good students. By obtaining knowledge and devotional service or Krishna consciousness, one can become a liberated soul. What does it mean to be liberated? What does it mean to be liberated? If you're in jail, what does it mean to be liberated from jail? Free. Go ahead, quote the Sanskrit. Sarupena avastiti. Who would like to be liberated from a material body? Who would like to be liberated from a material mind? Who wants to stay in the material body? It's too bad. You can't. You will be freed from this material body. We will be. Okay, who remembers something from this verse? From Prabhupada's purport? Raise your hand if you remember something. Don't worry, I won't call on everyone. Very good. Who remembers something? Yes. Abhay, what do you remember? We identify with the body. And then we identify with the body being ourselves, then we begin to identify with everything related to the body being the self. Thank you. Anyone else remember something? Mataji? Yes. These are, although there are children everywhere, there is no shortage of children. But these, they are my children. This knowledge is very heavy, actually. When Maharaj Chitraketu's son died, and then Narada Muni and Angira Muni came, and by their mystic shakti, they brought the child back to life. And their parents, Chitraketu and Kritaduti, the wife of Chitraketu, one of his wives, they had been crying and crying and crying and crying. And Narada said, "My dear boy, look, your parents are crying. You should come back into your body again." And he said, "Oh, my parents are crying? Which one is my parents? I've had so many parents. I've had dog parents and cat parents and monkey parents. This knowledge is heavy. It can be misused very heavily too. Like every wonderful thing, it can be misused. But yet, it is true. We have had so many parents and so many children." Prabhupada actually once said, if you have affection for your children, which is natural for parents, give them the best thing out of your affection. Because of your affection, let them have the best thing. What other knowledge is in this verse? Yes, Prabhu. Yes. Please listen to this, because this one sentence is expandable into 12 cantos. By obtaining knowledge and devotional service, this particular knowledge that this particular verse and purport about is not actually knowledge and devotional service. The body is not me. There is no devotion. There is no service mentioned in that. Komaram jovaram jaratita dehantara praptiya. Don't be bewildered and think that you are your body, that I am my body. But there is not knowledge and devotional service in that. But here, in the last sentence of Prabhupada's purport, he says, by obtaining knowledge in devotional service, this knowledge plus so much more knowledge, then, or in devotional service or Krishna consciousness, one can become a liberated soul. Liberation means sarupena avastati, to be situated in one's actual position. Because if one is liberated from jail, one is free from jail, one has to still do something. You can be free from jail, and as soon as you leave the prison bars, it's a wonderful feeling, but then you are outside of prison, and what do? What does one who is liberated, situated in his actual position, what does he actually do? That knowledge is the most wonderful knowledge. And that knowledge is what Kapila Muni wants to teach us. And that Muni, that knowledge is what the Bhagavatam wants to teach us. How to be situated in exactly our liberated position. What is our actual constitutional, natural position? Who are we in relationship to Krishna? Who are we? What is our eternal identity? I am not the body, I am not a prisoner, if I'm actually a free man, who am I? What is my activities? What are the activities? This is called Chaitanya Charitamrita, the activities of the Charita, of the Chaitana, of the living soul in the land of eternity. And this is the activity of Sri Vrindavan Dham. The activities of loving exchanges with or with Krishna as the center. To learn about this is the ultimate purpose of Kapila Muni's teachings. He's taught us earlier how to become liberated by what? What was the earlier teaching? Okay, but what was it exactly? Okay, practicing. He taught it earlier in the chapter. There was talk of practicing yoga, yes? And then bringing the consciousness in meditation. Am I correct on this? And then what to meditate upon? The wonderful form of the Lord. Because meditating on the different parts of the Lord's body will free us, give us the param drisvanavartite, the higher taste that we, the soul, are so deeply longing for. But instead of getting that higher taste by meditating upon the form of the Lord, His smile, His lotus eyes, His eyebrows, His beautiful hair, His lotus eyes, feet, yes. Krishna is so beautiful. By meditating, by giving our affection to Him, by giving our affection to Krishna, then actually we become free from all this material affection which causes adishtaya manastayam vishaya upasevate. It causes us what? It causes us to seek more satisfaction in the land of that we are seeking affection in. We are not the body, Kapila Muni is saying. And if we are not the body and we are souls, that means we are not, we are also not the things that are attached to the body. Just like clearly, this is not me. I can take it off. I won't because it's too cold. Actually, I had a dream last night that I was giving class and I was wearing this. And everyone criticized me for wearing this. They said, or later the devotees came inside and said, when you're preaching, you shouldn't wear something like this. It was a peculiar dream. Very peculiar dream. But I wasn't preaching in Britain. In Vrindavan, it doesn't make any difference. Live simply. But this is not me. I can take it off. I can put it over here and I'll still be here. I'll still exist. And similarly, the most fundamental teaching of the Bhagavad Gita is that when the body drops, and this I can promise you, because we all know it's true, that one day each and every one of our bodies will drop and we shall live, because ajo nityam shashvatoyam purano nahanyate hanyamane sharir, that we are eternal. So therefore our affection, unadulterated, pure affection for the material world and the thing of the material world is misplaced. And we should develop our affection for Krishna. This is the basic essential teaching of the Krishna Consciousness Movement, that we should develop our affection for Krishna. We should develop our affection for Krishna. Why should we develop our affection for Krishna? Looking about it in a simple way, why do we have affection for, why do we have affection for our wealth? Why? I mean, don't answer theoretically. Everyone think of your wealth, how much money you have in your back pocket or wherever you keep your money. Why do we have affection? Why do we fear about losing our wealth? For sense gratification, but even more than that, for protection, exactly. But if we think about it in a very simple way, will our bank balance actually protect us? Will it? I mean, there are people in this world who had a bank balance and it didn't protect them and they still died. Those people, we know that it happened. Like, the fatality rate in this world is 100%. Everyone will die whether they have money in the bank or not. But yet we have this illusory attachment for practical reasons, but we take it further than the practical, where we become attached to it. And the same thing with the body. So who is more likely to give us protection? The money that we have, our body, this person or that person, or Krishna and Balaram? Now, we all know the correct answer to that question. But when we're in difficulty, where do we turn? To Krishna and Balaram or to our bank balance? We all know the right thing to do, but what do we actually do? When we start coughing, what do we think of? Where is our shelter? So someone who has knowledge in devotional service, they are fixed in their shelter, someone who has actual knowledge, not just theoretical book knowledge. And life is meant, and a devotional life is meant for developing that kind of real knowledge. That kind of real knowledge. There was a verse a few verses ago, which is a funny verse in a sense, but this verse is quoted by Jiva Goswami and many acharyas. This Deham Chitam Chacharamas Titam Uttamam Va, just two verses ago. That because he has achieved his real identity, a liberated soul, the perfectly realized soul has no concept of how his body is moving or acting. His consciousness, other than for practical purposes, is with Krishna only. Because he has a loving relationship with Krishna, the consciousness naturally follows love and affection. Because I have affection for my body and my wealth, my consciousness naturally goes there. So this kind of liberated soul on this level, he has no conception of his body. And listen to this part. And just, he's comparing it, Kapila Muni compares it to an intoxicated person. He cannot understand whether or not he has clothing on his body. A person who is deeply absorbed in his relationship with Krishna, his consciousness is not on his body. His consciousness is on Krishna. And he's ecstatic. And he's ecstatic because his consciousness is absorbed in Krishna, because he has love for Krishna, because he cannot go for a moment without thinking of Krishna. He is ecstatic. This is what we're longing for. When one is young, one has a healthy body, and one is thinking, in one sense, how wonderful it is to be my body. When one is 16 or 15 or thinking how wonderful it is, not consciously thinking in that, but it practically thinking, life is wonderful in this body. But the nature of the material world is that it is always changing. It must change. The body must age. And a proper culture, the young people learn from the elders, and the elders have wisdom, and the young people learn, and they live their life from the perspective of the reality that one day they're going to become old, and what is really important, and what is really to be gained in life. This is what culture is supposed to do. Wise elders and younger people who will listen and allow their lives to be guided by the wisdom that one accumulates in life. And one should accumulate wisdom in life. One shouldn't just accumulate possessions, obviously, because those wisdom one will take with one, but one's possessions, including the body, one must leave behind. So let us become more and more determined to use our life properly. And how to do that? By hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, by worshipping the deities with great faith, so that we can look at Balaram and Krishna and Nityayangaur and Srila Prabhupada and Radhasyama Sunda and say, you are my shelter, and actually mean it, and actually, and our consciousness actually going there in every time, at every time, in happy times and in sad times.
and take shelter of Krishna's holy names. Namastraya kore jatana tumi. Take shelter of Krishna's holy names. And take shelter of the association of devotees. And take shelter of the holy dust of a holy place such as Sri Vrindavan Dham. Take shelter. Not just pass through, but actually make them our shelter. Okay, I shall stop here. Thank you. Any questions or comments? Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. Say again. The status of real knowledge is explained in this verse. Real knowledge meaning the difference between the soul and the body. The status, the position. What actually is real knowledge? In other words, how to program in C++ is not real knowledge. A million other things is not real knowledge. But real knowledge means to know the difference between the soul and the body. But that is not the end of knowledge, but that is real knowledge. That is the meaning of that. Any other questions or comments?
The examples you gave given in the Bhagavatam are very gross in the sense of the affection for family, for money. But I see now movement, many becoming engrossed in designations such as sannyasi, GBC, temple president.
Speaker of the Bhagavatam.
Yeah, temple commander, hiasta, brahmachari, guru. But aren't these identifications not in the same category as considering one's affection for family and money? Aren't we just the servants of the servants of the servants of Krishna? So whatever all these positions, my question is, are they not related to the body?
There shall be 7 more gongs. Gross and subtle body. Yeah, I think that's more a comment than a question, obviously. Yeah, we should identify. Here is there's 2 stories. Prabhu asked me if I could tell something about Prabhupada. So here's 1 story about Prabhupada that answers this question very much. I mean, that adds to your comment. That once there was one devotee, when I was in Hong Kong, there was one devotee, Sudama Vipraswami, who wanted to go to the... Did I tell this in the last class too? But there was one... Sudama Vipraswami wanted to go to the Philippines to open up a temple, and he wanted to go alone. And by Krishna's mercy, I traveled with Prabhupada from Hong Kong to Japan, to Tokyo. And I was asking Prabhupada if another devotee could go with Sudama Vipraswami. So Prabhupada said, I suggested this devotee, and Prabhupada knew that devotee better than me, and certainly, and he said no. And then he said, why can't this Swami go? And then I thought, I knew that Swami very well, and I knew that Swami very well, and both were very strong-minded people. So I said to Prabhupada, no, I don't think it's a good idea. And then he said, why? And I knew they were both very strong and stubborn. So I said, well, I think they would have a difficult time deciding who would surrender to who. And then Prabhupada just looked at me and said, it doesn't make any difference who surrenders to who. Just whatever was pleasing to Krishna. Another time, Jagadish Prabhu also told me almost a similar thing when in 19,
perhaps 1969, they were opening up the temple in Toronto, in Canada, and there were three devotees. It was His Holiness Jayaprataka Maharaj was one of them at that time, before he was a sannyasi, and one other brahmachari named Raktak, and Jagadish Prabhu was there, and they were deciding who would be temple president of this new temple. And they both suggested that Jagadish would, and Jagadish said, okay. And he wrote to Prabhupada, and Prabhupada, they asked me to be temple president, and Prabhupada said, very good, it doesn't really make a difference who's temple president. Meaning, the upadhi, if we identify with the upadhi, the overlay, the designation, then we are bound to suffer because we have to leave everything behind. So I think that is the point that you are making in a nice way, that let us really, really develop our relationship with Krishna in such a way that that's what we actually want. Gopi Bharta Pada Kamalaya. Even Mahaprabhu is saying this. Gopi Bharta Pada Kamalaya Dasa Dasana Das. I just want to serve the servants of the servants of the master of the gopis, of Shyamasunda, of Krishna. Okay, last question or comment? Yes, Prabhu. Right next to you.
Guruji, what is the difference between being affectionate towards family members and being attached to the family members? It is the word used, affectionate.
Practical question. Yes. Is it possible to be affectionate without being attached? First of all, practically speaking, we will be affectionate and attached to our family members. And even if, unless we're on a completely liberated platform, it's natural. And to our country even. This is actually stated in the Bhagavatam. It's just what the way things are. We will be attached. So what to do about that? So if we can separate, at least theoretically, I have affection for these things, then let me do the best thing for them in a Krishna conscious way. Then, if I increase my attachment to Krishna and use the affection that I have for my family members to do the best thing for my family members, that is very nice. And perhaps that's the best we can do. But very, very, very strong devotees, even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he set such a strong example when he took sannyas at the age of 24, where he renounced the affection for family members for the affection for the whole world, considering everyone in the world as family member. So that's most wonderful. If one can do that, such a thing on that platform. But not a sentiment. Because a sentiment on this side will later flip to that side of attachment again. So based on true realization and true knowledge, then we can proceed according to the depth of our realization and knowledge. Anyone else? This is interesting question, practical question. Would anyone else like to comment on it? And then we could take that question one step further. What should I do in my situation? Because my knowledge isn't so, so great, but I don't want to be a materialist either. So what should I do? So for that, we need personal advice from someone who, like a doctor, a spiritual doctor, who will advise us according to our particular position.
Okay, thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nitai Gaur Bhaktivinoda.